Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So tax is the talk of the season. We have been made aware, as I have been sharing for quite some time, we've been made aware that the IRS is basically going to focus on small businesses. Ever since I have been in a major transition of understanding as it relates to what to do with the money that God has blessed me with and how to teach others how to maximize what God has given them, I have been saying since day one, everybody needs a home-based business. I was just reading something, a new tax regulation, wherein it basically explains that S-Corps, and a lot of folks are told to do S-Corps, and I'm telling people that you need to understand the tax code because you need to understand when a tax, when an S-Corp makes sense, when an LLC that operates as a sole proprietorship makes sense, and when a sole proprietorship without any entity attached to it, when those three different things make sense, because each has its own pros and cons, and you want to be a master of the game. Well, I've been saying everybody needs a home-based business, and guess what? Businesses are the engine of the economy, and guess what? The economy is under surge, under siege, I should say, right now. The economy is under siege right now, and there is money that is needed to fulfill the deficit, to fulfill these stimulus packages, and guess what? They're coming after small business owners to get it. The IRS is doubling its staff. So what I am saying to everyone is this: don't get scared, get prepared. I repeat, don't get scared, get prepared. And so, of course, to talk today with me about this topic, and today we're going to deal with it in general layman's terms. This is not going to be overly sophisticated. This is going to be very practical. So in order to have that practical discussion, it always gives me great pleasure to have my business partner, sister, and friend, your icon and legend, MC Light, is here with us on the roundtable. Welcome, 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 MC Light. So glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
You know, when Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes talked with us about this in the past, she made some very good points. And, you know, I remember you also saying that you felt like this was a failure by the administration on the part of, you know, helping the underdog, helping the small guy, helping the middle class family, helping those who are up and coming. And I heard what you said, like, but I also have to stand with this. I have to say, to whom much is given, much is required. And one of the things that I've always said about having a home-based business and leveraging all these benefits, many of which we're going to talk about today, is that we have to stand strong, we have to stand firm, and we have to stand in truth. So I look at this light, I take everything and I do a spin on it. Baby, I reverse it and I turn it around and I spin it for my good. I am looking at this as an opportunity for us to get it together and to get it right. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, after discussing it and hearing our good friend Deidre, she made it clear that there are no new tax laws, right?
Right.
So that means if we become very familiar with the ones that exist, then, you know, we can have a winning chance at it, and we can know the defense. I mean, the one thing about taxes is it's not like playing a sport where you go in and you don't know what the other player is going to do, or you don't know the plays that you can pull out. With the tax laws, everything is there. You already know what you need to do. You already know what they're coming after, how they're going to come at you, and what's your best line of defense. And that's to be educated. And that's also to have, you know, every expense documented And it, you know how to play the game. So I think with her saying that, it was a little bit of relief that there are no new tax laws. The key is what it is that you just said, is that now they've put small business owners on the plate to get ate up. So now we need to be in the space to educate those folks who are entrepreneurs and who have home-based businesses on what it is that they need to do to protect themselves.
You know, and it also brings this to mind for me. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. And many of us want the benefit. We want the progress without the process. We want the benefit without the work. And the only place where work comes before success, or where success comes before work, is in the dictionary. So this really is about us doing the work. And I am conducting Tax Talk Thursdays. And although this is whatever day of the week this is right now that we're talking today, I want everybody to put a pin in their calendars for Tax Talk Thursdays. And they can go to asklynn.org to not just get information randomly, but also to get plugged into a system so that you can begin to learn how to apply the tax code to yourself. One of the biggest things that folks are forgetting, like, you know, I always say, if you want to be about it, just do it. Speak what you seek until you see what you say, and act the way you want to be. And sooner or later, you will be the way you act. And so one of the things that I continue to repeat is, if you want to be in business, actually do business. Market your business, talk about your business, meet about your business. And one of the biggest tax deductions that I think people are overlooking is meals. Light meals, business meals are 100% tax deductible for 2021 and 2022, as long as that meal is purchased at a restaurant. That's huge. That is huge. I'm going to break that down. But guess what? The harvest is here and the time is now. Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to asklynn.org.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today. The action of the day, and the word of the hour, but the action of the day, is to get prepared. Get in class and get prepared. Once again, we don't need to be threatened into doing the right thing. Let's just do the right thing because it is the right thing. Let's do the right thing because we have been forewarned. Let's get in order now that we are aware, and let's not allow ourselves to ever get out of order. You know, oftentimes people complain when they see a problem or they hear about something that, you know, is not pleasant. I've always taken those as God whispering a warning to me. I'd much rather be told that something is coming than to wake up and it's already here. So consider this the whisper. Consider this the warning, and get in order. Get it in order. All right. We don't have to be scared. We can be prepared. And I'm always going to say this, that the Bible says that plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yes, tax is the talk of the season, and I am saying don't let anxiety rob you of your energy. Don't get scared. Get prepared. One of the most overlooked tax deductions, one of the most overlooked benefits that we have right now is the allowance, the temporary allowance granted by the stimulus package that was implemented during the height of the pandemic, is the allowance for 100% of your business meals to be tax deductible, as long as that meal was purchased at a restaurant. And of course, this was put in place to add fuel to the restaurant industry, which had suffered so terribly and so greatly during the height of the pandemic. Like, you know, the last time I checked, everybody has to eat every day. And I often say, if you want an, everybody got to eat every day. Now, of course, if I had those 17 kids, like Grandma B had all those sisters, everybody wouldn't eat every day, but that's a whole nother story. I'd have a Monday, Wednesday group and a Tuesday, Thursday group. And on your day off, you'd have to fast, pray, or steal. Cause I still don't make enough money to feed 17 children every single day, all the times that they want to eat. But back to this situation, business meals are 100% tax deductible. And when people talk to me about how to make their business successful, I tell them all the time, do business. Having a business meal is doing business. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's overlooked.
Well, you know, the one thing I want to say is if you have a business and you want it to be successful, on the other side of the coin, you have to eat. There is no day. You know, you used to laugh at me when I would have my little, lunchbox with my food. But what I did know is this, no matter where I was going to have to eat in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, minimally, even if there were some other meals that were going to be happening. But this is the way, it's the way our systems work. We must eat. So if you want your business to be successful, what other way is there to do it than to sit and have a meal and talk about what is going to happen within your business? It makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest things that will allow us to not just be in business, but to discover what that business is. I mean, you and I just had a business dinner with a wonderful, wonderful, she is my soror. She is our sister. She is our friend, Pinky Cole, the owner of Slutty Vegan. And we have business meals all the time with people we know and love, but more importantly, people that we trust and we do business with, or we're discussing a business opportunity. And guess what? That whole meal was about business.
It certainly was. It certainly was. We talked about the possibilities. We talked about the success of businesses. We talked about what we're doing together. We talked about what we're doing apart. We talked about who would be great to add to our businesses. It was a full-on business meeting in the evening, and we're better for it.
Yeah, and we walked away with one of those, you know, once in a lifetime aha moments, you know, something that's really, really big. And so, you know, people spend a lot of time like trying to figure out, well, what kind of business should I start? How do I start the business? What am I going to do in the business? And the truth is, how you're going to get it done really is none of your business. Your business is to get started. Your business is to get in class. Your business is to open yourself up to learning. Your business is to get out of your own way. That's your business. Because I often say that you are going to collide into the opportunity. Now, while you are colliding, tell the truth. While you are colliding, run your business like a business. And those are the things that you get to learn along the way. Like when you and I first started working together, and I want you to, you know, kind of share more about this. But I was very serious. Yes, it was great being on the road with MC Lyte. It was great meeting all the celebrities and, you know, folks that I had grown up watching on television. But when we got together, I came to the table with spreadsheets and I'd knock on your door. I remember our first business retreat. You had your hotel room. I had my hotel room. I knocked on your door 8:30 in the morning. I had my folder. We had our computers. We went and had breakfast and we discussed business over that meal.
Yes, I remember it well. And to this day, wherever we are, you know, the thing is, working with someone like you is just, let me tell you, the work never ends because there's always planning, there's always strategy, there's always someone we need to meet with to further the mission. So everything is about business. As a matter of fact, I've learned to adapt to what it is that you have taught me. And now, whenever I'm I do a double whammy, because whenever I meet with folks, I want to be on top of a mountain. So first we're going to hike because we're going to talk while we hike, and then we're going to have a meal, and the whole time we're talking business. So yes, it's imperative.
Yeah, and the key about this business meal deduction, everybody, I want everybody to understand, there's a caveat to this. The meal has to be purchased at a restaurant, okay? And here's one of the things that I want us to stop trying to do. When you see a blessing, take it. Stop trying to manipulate the blessing into something else. So folks will then say, well, if I go to the grocery store, is a grocery store a restaurant? No. The answer is no. So if you go to the grocery store and you buy food at the grocery store and then you eat that food over a business discussion, that is not necessarily a tax deduction. Now, if you host a, if you go to the grocery store and you buy that food and you host a business dinner, or if you are a, you know, a caterer or something and you buy the food for the catering for the event where you are conducting catering services, yes. But if you walk in the grocery store and pick up a pack of lunch meat and go outside and eat it, that is not considered a tax write-off, all right? It has to be at a restaurant. Here's one of the other things, and it specifically says it does not include businesses that primarily sell prepackaged goods not for immediate consumption, such as grocery stores and convenience stores. Well, what happens if you go into the grocery store? I know, like, we go to the grocery store and they sell chicken now and it's already cooked. Does that count? I am not going to try to test that. I'm going to take the blessing that is very clear, and it says if you purchase it at a restaurant. So one of the other things that happens, like, and this is one of the things that gets people in trouble, which is why I'm saying don't be scared, get prepared. But when you get prepared, make it clear, take the rule for what it is and do what it says. Here's the other thing. Sometimes an employer has an employer-operated eating facility. These facilities are not going to work if you are trying to get the business write-off for your individual meal. So the harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season, absolutely and positively, to win. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. So yes, tax is the talk of the season, and this is not the time to get scared. It is the time to get prepared. And I don't want us to fall into this thinking process wherein we are so afraid of the potential downside that we do not take advantage of the great upside. There are so many people who have dreams and hopes and plans and desires, but you're afraid to step out on faith. You're afraid to fail. And the truth is, everybody who succeeds fails over and over again. But this doesn't have to be an area where we continue to fail. You know, like it almost seems as if, I'm not going to say almost, you know, I believe in a divine timing. I believe that each and every one of us was put here for a purpose. And right before the pandemic hit, we created and launched New Wealth University. It's a global wealth university that literally is helping people on every single continent except Antarctica get to the next level financially. Yes, yes, yes. And then the pandemic hit and everybody needed a home-based business. And so it made sense. Right before that, the year before that, we started this radio show, the Millionaires Roundtable. Well, right now we've got this big thing happening where the IRS is doubling its staff. And we now have an opportunity for people to thrive in their taxes.
Absolutely. You know, this opportunity, and you brought it to me, so I'm very thankful, by the way, to become ambassadors for Thrive Tax, which is a new company and a new way of approaching taxes. I'm just happy to participate because it's more than just, you know, other companies, and you bring them there, you bring your information, and then they just kick out your tax papers and file them for you. This is much more involved. And also, what you just brought up something that that made me think, this radio show is for everyone.
Yeah.
And so I think of people all ages, and then I thought of me, my younger self, who would really avoid bill collectors. You know, at 2021, it was after my first tour. I spent a lot of money. I had all sorts of accounts going, really wasn't paying attention to different things. I think you might remember we had the alphanumeric pager where we were actually paying three companies. We were paying for the device monthly, we were paying for the alphanumeric messages, and then we were paying for the numeric messages. It was just ridiculous. I think my bill monthly was about $800. In any case, all of those bills out there and insurance and all of that stuff, there were some things that I forgot to pay. And then when they would come looking for me, I wouldn't pick up calls that I didn't recognize. I'm just saying to all the young people out there now, you have enough information where you can be empowered and you can be in contact with those who are looking for you, and you can be in control of it. And I think, I'm almost 100% positive that people will be satisfied with Thrive Tax because of that very reason.
Yes, we are in this game to transform it, and we are in this game to elevate it, and we are in this game to empower everyone. Unfortunately, many of the people who are facing either, you know, tax issues, and let me also be clear, this new thing with the IRS, they're also coming after small business owners who are underreporting their income. So I want everybody to understand, if you have a whole nother system for, getting money on Cash App or some other kind of mechanism, and you're not reporting that money, the end of that is coming very soon. And I stand with the belief that you should report every single penny, because let's just take, for example, when the pandemic hit, all of my hairstylists, beauticians who were reporting their income, they got $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 checks in the mail because they were able to document that they were self-employed business owners. And all of my hairstylists who were taking cash only, and then, you know, you get $50 for a hairdo or $200 for a hairdo, and then you go take $100 of that and buy lunch for everybody, you know, in the salon, and they had no way to track it. Well, they had to wait on an unemployment check. And those unemployment checks took months and months and months and months. So I am encouraging people to work within the system. Do not let the vast totality of the system overwhelm you. Make a decision to get educated. You know, there's a post out there of me right now, and it's kind of gone viral, and I'm being broke is hard work. You know, getting your money to the next level is hard work. So you got to figure out which work you're going to do, because the work must be done. And the truth of the matter is this: when you do not fight for what you want, what you don't want takes over, and then you have to fight that.
That is, let me tell you, it's just like giving the control to someone else.
Yeah.
And I know that has never worked for me, and I can't tell you anybody that I know that it has worked for.
Yeah.
So, and the only way that you can feel in control is to have the information and then be able to move and make a decision.
Yeah, to get the knowledge and then to take action, because knowledge is not power until it is put into action. You know, the other thing that we've got to deal with, and we're going to talk about it as we come forward, but there are so many people who have not filed their taxes at all, who don't have any records, who don't have any documentation, who don't know where to even start. And that's what Thrive Tax is all about as well. It's about getting our money in order. And the truth is, if you want money to empower you, you must master it. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Tax is the talk of the season. No need to be scared. Let's just get prepared. There's so many people in the entertainment industry. We've heard over and over and over again, entertainers who are in trouble, or athletes, or, you know, professional folks, VIPs, who end up in situations. And what I want people to understand is this: learning the tax code and avoiding paying taxes is perfectly legal. Disobeying the tax code and lying and tax evasion is completely illegal. So know the difference between tax avoidance, which is legal, and tax evasion, which is illegal. And, you know, we've heard the names of the past. I'm not going to say them here, but if you Google, you know, celebrities who've gotten into tax trouble, you'll find a whole list of folks. And, you know, our very good friend Steve Harvey, he's talked publicly about how a prior business manager or tax person defrauded him, and he ended up owing millions of dollars in taxes that he had to take care of in one transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it happens all over. It happens all over the place. And, you know, I blame coming into this business, and we're talking about the artist side of things, you know, where folks are so green. They don't know what from what. They don't know what the heck is going on. And we're kind of depending on those who do know to share that knowledge. And sometimes you'll find young folks who have entered into this business that don't know jack. And it's really sad, because things pile up. And I imagine it's the same thing for athletes when they're getting into the business. I mean, now at this stage, I don't think there's any way that you can actually walk this planet and not realize that you will have to be responsible for paying taxes at some point in your life. And so it's up to us now to seek that knowledge. But in entertainment, it happens all the time. I'll have some people tell me, because they feel like they didn't make enough money, they don't feel like they need to file taxes. And then they're 2-3 months in the rear, which is horrible, because then it really catches up to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the IRS is definitely, you know, going to double down And I want us to double up. I want us to double up on faith. I want us to double up on work. I want us to double up on communication. I want us to double up on everything that it's going to take to make people aware. So I'm just going to tell everybody right now, beware. You are probably going to get tired of me talking about this, but that's okay. Because, you know, I talked all this time about having a home-based business. I am not going to shut up now that those businesses, potentially millions of them, potentially, I should say, millions of them could be in a situation where they don't have the proper documentation. But that's been my story all along, and I'm sticking to it. Start the business, but also to run your business like a business with the intent on making a profit. So, like, I just want to go through very quickly, while we still have you, several of the classes that we have in place to help people. One, we have how to start a home-based business. And you can get all of these classes at asklynn.org. And the home-based business starting part is probably 20 or 30 minutes. But the other hour and 15 or so minutes of the class is almost 2 hours long with Q&A, it deals with the tax code. And I've had millionaires, people who have had multi-million dollar businesses, take this class and they did not know 90% of what was presented. So I want people to understand that. The other thing, like, is how to protect your business, a very important class, so that you understand the records that you need in order to keep your business intact and to keep the corporate veil of protection. The reason why people get businesses is to protect themselves personally from liability in the event that a lawsuit or some kind of tax issue arises. And unfortunately, some folks don't have that paperwork that they need. And then the other one, like, that we have is running your single member LLC. So, you know, I'm excited about you joining me this summer. Joining me this year, actually, because we're everywhere. We're with the Deltas, we're with the Sigma Gamma Rose, we are with everybody throughout this year helping. Because why? The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So yes, tax is the talk of the season, and now is the time for you to get the knowledge so you can take it and make it powerful by putting it to action. I'm going to go over seven different areas you need to pay attention to as it relates to your deductions, if you are taking them or not. I'm going to introduce you to seven different areas, okay? This is an introduction. It is not a full explanation. If I did this show for, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, I still would not be able to explain everything in a way that you could actually grasp it and retain it and apply it and remember it over and over again. So I'm going to introduce you to those areas, and then it's going to be up to you to get in class so you can actually master each one of these areas. The first place where you need to look for tax deductions is in your vehicle. If you are driving, if you have a home-based business, every time you leave your house for business, you are eligible for a tax deduction if you are running your business like a business with the intent to make a profit. What do I mean by that? I mean, are you documenting everything? Are you working in your business the minimum number of days of week, the minimum number of days per week, and the minimum number of hours each time you work? If you are doing that, then you get to take this tax write-off. Now, let me just say this. There are many ways that you can work in your business. On those mornings when I decide to do my own social media because I have a special post, if I want to hit Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook, it takes me a couple of hours. So it's very easy to work on your business and to document the time doing so. So those vehicle deductions, you must track your mileage and you must track your expenses and you must supply both to your tax preparer. You might be thinking, well, Lynn, I'm only going to write off what I spend on my gas, the interest on my car note or my lease. You might be thinking you're going to do that, but you still need to know the mileage because you need to determine the percentage of time driven that is applicable to business and the percentage that is for personal use. And based on that percentage, that will determine how much of a tax write-off you actually get. So it's very important to understand these areas. Now, for everybody who's complaining about gas prices, all the time you were complaining about gas prices, I was getting my gas money back. I was at least documenting the gas so that I could get it back when that time comes. So it's very important that you understand that vehicles, if you just go look outside wherever you are right now, you will see cars everywhere. It's one of the single most incorrectly utilized tax deductions, one of the single most underutilized tax deductions. And if you have them, the IRS may flag you, but don't get scared. Get prepared. Who's afraid to check things out if it's accurate? The harvest is here and the time is now. Yes, tax is the talk of the season, and I'm telling you seven areas. And these are, this comes from a book, my mentor, Seven Simple Ways to Legally Avoid Paying Taxes. You can get this book for free. You can get this book for free. It is legitimate. It was written by a man who is not only a former tax attorney who worked for the IRS, but he is also a CPA. So basically, he has all of the credentials necessary to not only speak to this particular issue, but to teach others. And I have been learning from him for the past 15 years. So if you are a member of New Wealth University, then you get this book for free. Okay, so how do you become a member? Go to asklynn.org. All right, so there's seven areas. One is vehicle deductions. Two, meals and entertainment. I've already talked about the meals portion. Entertainment is no longer a tax deduction. So if you're going to the theater to see Hamilton or Alvin Ailey or, you know, whatever, a movie for that matter, that movie ticket or theater ticket is not deductible. So you may be thinking, well, we were going to go out to dinner and discuss business. You can still drive to dinner, have your business discussion at dinner, write off the mileage for driving to your business dinner meeting at a restaurant, write off 100% of the meal, okay? 100% is allowed for 2021 and 2022. And guess what? You can walk across the street to the theater. Now, the ticket for the theater will not be a tax deduction. However, there is a way to write off gifts. If you give your gift to an organization, you get a larger tax write-off than if you give the gift to an individual. So those are just some of the things. I can't go into it in depth here because each one of these areas. So I told you the area for vehicle deductions, but you still need to take the whole class and learn it step by step, detail by detail. Why? So you don't have to be scared. You can be prepared. Area number two is meals and entertainment. Area number three is your home office. This is a tax deduction gold mine. That's what my mentor says. It is a gold mine, okay? I am sitting right now in one of my two offices doing this show live. So I want you to understand that if you have a home office for your home-based business, you now get to write off a percentage of your rent, light, gas, telephone, mortgage, everything that it takes to run that household. You get to write off a percentage of it in addition to all of the business items that are in that particular office. Too many of you are buying laptop computers and not getting a tax write-off. Too many of you are buying printers and paper and pens and pencils, and you're not getting the tax write-off. And I'm telling you, you're throwing money away. And if you want to keep throwing it away, I'm going to give you my address. You can throw it over here to me, okay? Because I'm catching all money that people are throwing away. Here's the next area. Hire your kids. Your kids are a big expense. If you hire them to work in your home-based business, you're teaching them much needed entrepreneurial skills, and the income, the first $12,500, is tax-free to them, and it is a tax write-off to you. If you have one child, that's $12,500, two is $25,000, three is $37,500. Who has $37,000 to give away? Not me. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's tax season. It's tax talk season. The last three areas that I promised to tell you about are the education and tools for your trade, health insurance that is not otherwise tax deductible, and trips and vacations. Okay, so I want you to get this because it is your season to win. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.